The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Mr. Bill Kersting. He is the Vice Chairman of Grand Avenue Community Outreach and is the guest of the Senator from Dickinson, Senator Whiting. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Reese Kennedy from Wellsburg. She's the daughter of Michelle and J.R. Kennedy and is the guest of the Senator from Hardin, Senator Sweeney.
Let's take an attitude of prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, which is pretty much everyone, since I'm clearly not you, God, at least not the last time I checked. And while you're at it, God, please give me the courage to change what I need to change about myself, which is frankly a lot, since once again, I'm not you, which means I'm not perfect. It's better for me to focus on changing myself than to worry about changing other people, who, as you'll no doubt remember me saying, I can't change anyway. Finally, give me the wisdom to just shut up whenever I think that I'm clearly smarter than everyone else in the room, that no one knows what they're talking about except me, or that I alone have all the answers. Basically, God, grant me the wisdom to remember that I'm not you. O most mighty and merciful God, I lift before you all who govern and serve our great state of Iowa through this body, its senators, staff, and pages. Bless the members with collaboration, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and insight. We pray this through your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? Pursuant to Rule 38, the chair refers Senate File 225 from the regular calendar to the Committee on Appropriations. Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Marshall, Senator Edler, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in an order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
Just want to remind our colleagues this evening that Health Systems of Iowa will be having a legislative reception at the Curate from 5 to 7 this evening.
For what purpose does the Senator from Polk, Senator Peterson, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for a couple of announcements?
You're in order.
Thank you. First, I'd like to just let members of the body know that you received an email regarding Senator Yoakum, that she lost her sister over the weekend. I hope you'll keep her in your thoughts and prayers. The services will be in Dubuque this coming Thursday. Secondly, you should have received another email from me about a special guest that we'll be having in room 22 this afternoon at 4 o'clock. His name is Dr. Stephen Hunter. He works at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. He's the co-director of the Iowa Statewide Perinatal Care Program, and he'll be talking about some of the critical issues that we're seeing in maternal health care in our state, particularly the fact that maternal morbidity has more than doubled since the last reporting period. He can talk to you about what they're seeing around the state and why we're losing so many Iowa women, beyond not only losing them, We're also seeing a lot of women lose their reproductive organs as well. So I hope you'll spend a half an hour with him. He has some very important information for us to hear and some things that we might consider doing to make it a little healthier and safer place for women to live in our state.
For what purpose does the Senator from Delaware, Senator Zumbaugh, seek the floor?
Mr. President, would I be in order for an introduction?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Friends, here in the Iowa Senate, I have a friend with me here today. Ms. Sayaka Mochizuki is a Japanese government official from Yamanashi Prefecture, Iowa's sister state in Japan. She is currently working in New York. While in the United States, she is required to undertake research on an aspect of state and or local government here in the United States. Since her prefecture is mainly agricultural in Japan, her interest is to study in the manner of which agriculture is promoted here in the United States. Some of the issues facing agricultural prefectures in Japan are the disappearing number of family farms, retiring and or aging farmers not being replaced by the next generation, succession issues, and the lack of farm labor. These are issues Iowa producers are also familiar with. She will be in Iowa for the next couple of days and also will be a guest in tomorrow's Agriculture Committee meeting, where she will witness agriculture legislation moving forward. Friends in the Senate, let's welcome Sayaka Mochizuki from Japan.
Welcome to the Iowa Senate. For what purpose does the Senator from Hardin, Senator Sweeney, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for a point of personal privilege, please?
You're in order, Senator.
This week, the Iowa Beef Expo that is being held at the State Fairgrounds started on February 9th. The Iowa Beef Expo has been going for quite a few years. In fact, I remember my sister, my dad, and I, before it was even the official expo, we sold some Charolais cattle down there. We had to take water from home because all the pipes were frozen up, so that's how long I have been involved in the Iowa Beef Expo. And I would encourage everyone here to go out to the Beef Expo if you can at any time this week. The Iowa Beef Expo brings in between $20 and $25 million in a seven-day time span from cattle sales, hotels, restaurants, etc. So I encourage everyone, tonight is a kickoff at 5:30, and I encourage anyone to go out and take a look at the cattle, and if anybody would like to join me tonight, I'll even show you a few head, and if you'd like to even have a halter on one, I'll be more than happy to do it. Thank you, Mr. President.
The chair recognizes the Senator from Polk, Senator Peterson. The chair recognizes the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans will caucus upon adjournment. Mr. President, I would move the Senate adjourn until Tuesday, February 12th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Tuesday, February 12th at 9 a.m.